Very warm welcome to everyone. I've just realized that I'm the only man here, but
Will be nice.
but anyway, that's good. So very warm welcome to everybody through our birth journey, and particularly welcome to Tara Blasco. It's a really great pleasure to have Tara with us. I've known of Tara's work for many, many years through her work with Ray Castellino and the Baber Clinic and the Womb Surround workshop, and her wonderful work with mums and babies. So I'm really looking forward to this course. And just to say, I'm going to hand over to Tara in a sec, just to say, a couple of practical things. One is that we will be recording this because some people can't make it in person. If for any reason you want to say something that you want private, that you don't want recorded, just say so in the chat. You can chat either to me or just say out loud that you don't want this recorded, and we'll pause the recording during that period of time, if just to give you that confidentiality. And also, obviously, these sessions will only be viewable to people who attend the course, either now or later. So they're not going to be broadcast or anything like that. So there's a confidentiality within this group as well, so we can explore our own processes. And just one other thing, you have been muted, as you can see. And obviously, if you want to talk, you know where the button is, the microphone button on the left, usually on the left side of your screen to speak. So very warm welcome, everyone, and very warm welcome to Tara. Thank you for being here. Thanks, Tara.
Thanks so much, John. Thank you. Welcome, everybody. Some faces I recognize and most not. And I'm really happy and excited that you decided to join to this mini series. And we're going to make the best out of our time. It's so short, you know, because it's really three hours when I count what we're doing. But I decided to make this very experiential. So I will put context, but I thought you probably want to have some inner exploration. And it will be, for some, it will be a start. For others, you have been exploring your own birth and your own early life for many years. So it will be just another step. So if you take it as such, it's just another step in the journey. Then I will also give kind of references for what to do next. Like if you feel like something open up and you feel like you want to continue exploring your process with your birth, then I will refer you to some resources, okay? So maybe what I will do is what we normally do with the trainings. I will just orient you to what we're doing. So maybe just say that a lot of the work that I have learned and do is inspired by working with Ray Castellino, that some of you knew or heard of. He passed away in December this last year, so we are still really missing him very much. And, you know, we work very close together, and I am using some of the, we're going to do three practices today. And I am taking that from the trainings that he developed, and I was lucky enough to be co-teaching the last ones with him, the several last ones. So that's a little bit about introduction for me. If you pick up an accent, I am from Spain originally. I live in California, and I have been here for 20 years, married to my guy, grandmother, and working at the Baber Clinic. That is where we work with families and babies and children of all ages. And, you know, I have a lot to share about that depending on your interest. So we will talk about that later on. Okay, so for today, what I was thinking to do is I will introduce a little bit the topic of why exploring our own birth experience have any meaning. Why would we want to do that, right? So that will be the first, a little bit of, you know, implicit memory. Some of you might know a lot about that, some of you not. So I will talk about that. Then we will do a centering exercise that was developed by Ray. Then I'll invite you to do a self-exploratory writing And then out of that writing about what comes to you about what you know about your birth, then we will go into an exercise. And I suggest we do this in the breakout rooms. So we will be doing that in pairs. And it will be a little exploration about some of what you are kind of bringing your attention to around your birth. And we call it turning a question into a statement exercise. So we will be doing that. And then we will have a suggested assignment for the week, something that I think will be good for you to do through the week in preparation for next time, if you have the time and if you want to. This is of course optional, but I think will enhance your experience of this mini series. And if we have time at the end, we will have a sharing and a little questions and answers if there is time. I don't mind to stay 5 to 10 minutes longer for those that want to stay. If there are questions or answers, I'll be happy to do that. Okay, so if we had time, I would love for everybody to say their name, where they're from, but I am honestly thinking that you probably want to jump into this because of we are only having an hour. So that's what we're going to do, okay? And I honor everybody, and I wish to have like more personal contact with each of you to see how that goes. Okay, so as an introduction, I want to say that this session today, I thought we will just focus in exploring some of your birth experience. So just bringing your attention to that, what maybe sometimes what you know, sometimes is what you heard. Some of you will have a lot of information about it. Some of you, you know, may have not much, and that's okay. We can work with that too. And the reason why we look into our birth experience is because whatever happens to us, when it has intensity, and birth, no doubt, is intense. For many people, traumatic, several degrees of trauma. But for all of us, it's intense to go from inside to outside, you know, start breathing on our own, separate from the body of our mom, cutting the cord. All those are very big. Going through it, you know, for many of us through the birth canal, for others through the tummy. But all of those experiences are intense. So what we have seen is that they leave an imprint, and what neurobiology is helping us a lot these days is to understand that those memories are recorded implicitly. So that's why they call it implicit memory, and they are recorded by the sensations, the movements, what we go through, our taste, our smell, our hearing, the touch. So all those things are recorded in our body, but we don't have a conscious awareness of how it all that is. We don't have most of us, some of us we do, but most of us, we don't remember in our explicit memory. So we don't have a narrative about all those things. And that's why if we bring our attention to our birth experience, and some of it is going to be exploring it into what we know, what people told us. Maybe you have done other trainings or other sessions where you have some insights into what happened to you. So if we start to bring all that to our awareness, and some of this is going to come through our inner sensations, what is in our body, because basically our implicit memories are recorded in our bodies. Then as we bring into awareness, then we can create a bridge as we create a narrative about what happened then and how it is influencing us today. That's where, you know, they talk a lot in trauma world these days. They talk a lot about bridging the implicit and the explicit, bridging both hemispheres, so that we can have healing and integration. So that will be the reason why it is important to revisit our birth. It's not the only experience, obviously, that is intense. For some of us, conception or discovery was very intense. For some of us, you know, the gestation, maybe something happened there that was very intense. any aspects of our prenatal birth and postnatal life, especially in the first 18 months, but up to 3 years, that have a really important influence in who we become. And it's not the topic of this meeting today, but in our attachment style, in the way we relate to others, the way we relate to ourselves, how we perceive ourselves, all that, our proposal as PPN practitioners, my suggestion to you is that all of that has is been influenced very much by these early experiences. So you want to know, because you want to embrace the little one that went through those experiences, and you want to understand yourself. That's why the topic of this session is practitioner, know thyself. So, you know, I don't know how many of you, maybe you can just raise hands briefly. How many of you work with families in any context, you know, as practitioner, you might to raise your hand. So just hold it for a minute. So, you know, half of you or more actually are working with families, and the others, you know, I am sure you're working in different ways. This can be just also applied to yourself, to your relationship with your family, your children, your partners. So it's all about knowing yourself better. And birth can be really a very, very essential part of how we are going to experience in who we are. Okay, so I would say that let's start with one practice that dear Ray Castellino developed, that is a centering exercise, and it's called Mother Earth, Father Sky. And I'm going to explain why we're going to start with this. And, you know, whenever I do any exploratory work, I want to come into presence in myself. I want to be centered as I can be. And often, many of us, we don't live in our bodies per se. We often live a little bit more in our minds, in our projection of what we're doing, et cetera, et cetera. So this is just an exercise to bring us in. And I will walk you through it. So if you want to get comfortable, and the intention of this exercise is not to try to relax yourself or to change your experience. It's just to bring awareness to your experience, okay? And as I say, it was developed by Ray Castellino. Has the one that developed the Womb Surround workshops and the Beba Clinic where I work and the Castellino training. So a lot of the PPN work, he kind of opened a lot of areas in this field. And this was an exercise that he loved doing, and he will suggest to do it all the time. Like in the trainings, we tell trainees for 3 months, if you do this exercise every day, there's something that happens in you that is gets used to refer to your insight. This comes, you come back home. It's a centering exercise. So it's a very powerful, and as all simple and powerful, and as all these practices, repetition is a key. How many of you know this exercise? Do you mind to raise your hands? I know. Okay, wow. Well, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, great. Awesome. So for some of you, just will be a reminder, and for others will be new. Okay, so if you want to close your eyes, take a couple of deeper breaths. And we bring our attention to the lower part of our body, to our feet on the ground or our pelvis on the chair, wherever we're sitting. And we allow ourselves to be received by Mother Earth. Mother Earth is underneath us and is holding us. So Mother Earth And we bring the attention to what we call Father Sky. So the attention to the upper part of our bodies, to our heads, and our connection to spirit, however that is for us. And we might find a place inside our heads where we like to hang out, to be open and receptive, to be present. That's Father Earth, Father Sky, I mean. And we bring our attention to the back of our body. And we can feel the different parts of our back, from the back of the head and the neck and the shoulders, the whole spine and our pelvis, to the back of our legs and feet. That's the back of our bodies. And we bring the attention now to the front of our bodies, the front of our face and our throat, shoulders, chest and belly, pelvis, legs and feet and arms, front of the body. We bring our attention to the right side of the body. Just feeling the space in our arm, inside the right side of our face and head and neck and all our trunk, down to our leg and foot. That's my right side of the body. And I bring the attention to my left side of the body. My head and my face and my neck and my throat, my arm, and all the side of my chest and my belly and my pelvis. And my thigh and leg and foot. That's my left side. And then I bring my attention to the inside of my body, all the space inside of my body, in my trunk, in my arms, in my head, and in my legs. Inside. And I bring the attention to the outside. Outside of my body, and just naming again Mother Earth, attention to Father Sky, back of the body, front of the body, right side, left side, inside, and outside. Just feeling myself inhabiting my body as much as I do inhabit it. And you might want to find a place inside of you. Would you like to bring your attention where you like to sit? Could be your mid space along the spine, could be your belly, could be your heart, or inside of your head. So find the space today where you want to have as a point of reference for centering as we practice the exercises today. Taking a few Deeper breaths. And looking around your own room, wherever you are, at home or wherever you are, feeling what's happening there. Probably not much, probably it's pretty quiet. And then when you're ready, you just bring your attention to the screen, and you might want to land your eyes in a familiar face or unfamiliar face, and by that you want to just have a little connection. And we love doing our trainings that whenever anybody wants connection, you just cross your, you know, wave your hand. And that will mean when you're waving your hand, somebody's going to see you, and somebody's going to look at you. And if we had more time, I'll have more opportunity for everybody to, you know, to have a feeling for the other, whoever is here. Okay, so that was the centering exercise. Hope it was centering. Hope you enjoyed it. And I'm going to move to the next thing. And this is going to be something that you're going to need paper and pen. So if you don't have it right there, if you want to get up and grab some, that will be great. So in this part of the exercise, I'm going to allocate maybe five, seven minutes. I'm going to invite you to write down whatever you know about your birth. Okay, so if we start with that, maybe it will be things that you know because they told you, or maybe there are things that you know because you have done in inner exploration and you have come to those conclusions, or just let's say maybe it's your best hypothesis. You don't have to be 100% certain, you know, but whatever it feels like is what was going on. So questions that you might want to reflect upon is, where were your parents living at the time when you were born? How was their relationship? Were there any hardship in their lives during that time? Did they have any financial pressure or family losses? I'm just going to take a moment for you to just, you don't have to write everything, but just a sense of what was going on with your family, with your parents, in the sense of how they were doing together, if they had any pressure, financial or family-wise, or and how they were going doing with each other. Okay, so that will be like a whole aspect to explore, is about how, what was going on with your parents back then. If you, if it's your, you know, if you're an adopted, then you, we can modify this, okay? But if you are born by your parents, biological parents, then just, we will do it this way. Then you want to also reflect how many siblings were there before you. Were they welcoming your addition to the family? Were there any miscarriages or stillbirths before you that you are aware? So that's one other layer. As you see, we're just naming layers. There's so many layers that you can explore, but I'm just going to name some. Then we go to your birth. So how was your birth? You might know a lot, you might know nothing, and that's okay, okay? So were you born at home? Were you born at a hospital? Did they use any medication like anesthesia, Pitocin, or any other medications? You know, spinal, I mean, there are different ways that anesthesia is provided. In the old days, they were more prone to do full anesthesia. Nowadays, for the younger ones, it's epidural is the most common. But were they, did they use any medication that you are aware of? And did they use any mechanical intervention that we call like forceps, ventose, or a C-section, like any surgical interventions? So, you know, this is just some things to, I'm gonna let you from now 5 minutes to write about these things if you have any questions or comments about it, just you can mention. And if not, I'm just going to hang out here and hold space for you to write about these things. And what is your feeling as you are bringing your awareness to your birth? What is your overall feeling, you know? Are you feeling welcome? Are you feeling connected, disconnected? Are you feeling sad? Are you feeling excited? How are you feeling? You have another half a minute or so to come to a completion of this exercise, this practice. Okay, there. Listen. That's my timer. Okay. So you can slowly stop writing. And Maybe just, you know, you have what you wrote, those thoughts, those impressions that are coming to you. And maybe there is something in there that is calling your attention a little more than the rest that you're curious about. Maybe there is something that you have a wonderment of, how did it really happen? Did it happen or not? Like, let's give an example. Was I separated from my mom after birth or not? Was I born in a hospital? Was I born at home? Was my dad there? Did they use, you know, some anesthesia? Whatever, some things you do know, that's there. And there's some things that you might have a wonderment that you don't know if it happened or not. And that's the part that I suggest that you could bring to our next little exercise. And this is again a practice from Ray Castellino that we use in the training that is called turning a question into a statement. So how we will do this, we're going to work in pairs and you know, you will be assigned automatically. And first of all, let me say that you can always opt out, okay? All the work, the way we like to do it is the principle of choice. So you don't have to do it. You might say, I don't want to do it. And that's fine. You can stay or you can do it on your own. But there is something about do it in half the reflection, have another person holding a space for you that is much more powerful. And the reason is because all this time is relational. You know, what happened to us when we were born, it's all related to how we were in relationship to our mother, how we were in relationship to what was happening there. It's, you know, for some of us, we were very isolated, but the way to heal it is to come back to a place where we feel the connection, where we feel the relationship. And that's why, you know, I think doing these exercises in pairs is much more valuable. Even, you know, you guys don't know each other, most of them, I assume, most of you, I don't think you know each other. So my suggestion is we're going to, I will invite you to, well, I won't do that, thanks God. Luis is going to do that. She will set you up in a breakout room in pairs. And then the invitation would be first to take a minute to introduce each other, to say, hi, who are you? Why are you doing this? Whatever you want to say, you know, where you live, whatever you want to say, just a couple of minutes. And then you will take turns. So you will choose who is going to be the speaker and who is going to be the listener. And the roles will be as follows. The speaker will talk about what is there in what I wrote that is calling my attention. And I would like to inquire and I would like to make a statement to see if it's true or not. Like I might have a wonderment, as I say, for example, if whatever feels important to you, if you were separated from your mom, for example, and you might not know, you know, and or they might have told you something that doesn't feel really true, you know. So something that you have a wonderment. And so the invitation is that you say it as a statement. We start after you check in with each other and then you choose who is the turn. And then you will do a little moment of centering. That's why I introduced the Mother Earth, Father Sky, because these exercises are not really done just from what we know in our head. We need to drop in our bodies because all the implicit memories are actually in our bodies. So we need to drop in and to let the answer come from the body, from the sensations, from there is all that inner knowing is there for us. It's available. We just have to slow down and drop from what we already know to have an opening to what we don't know. Okay. So I would say, let's make a statement. I was separated from my mom after I was born. And you say that up loud, and you give a moment, and you feel what's the answer from within. For me, definitely I was. I also know it, but it's clear, you know, that's my answer. So that's you know, and then maybe you have another question. You will have each 8 minutes. So let's say it will be, you know, a couple of minutes to check in, and then just you will just do your turn, and I will monitor the time. And I want to say that the listener, you really don't have to do anything more than being present and hold the space for this person. So we are not facilitating the other, okay? So you don't have to say, oh no, I think he's true, I think you're not. I mean, it's, you know, you might have really good intuition too, but here the practice is to hold the space for the one that is taking their exploration. So does that make sense? Do you have any quick questions or comments before we move into the breakout rooms? And if you do, you can just unmute yourself and use your voice. And I think it seems like no questions. So I trust that it was clear. And John and Luis, if you guys want to set people up in right. Is there anybody that wants not to do it in pairs? You also have to, you let us know. But if you are willing to do this, then she's just, I think, yeah, setting us up. Ah, okay, people are going already. Okay. So the time, we will announce the time, okay? So we're going to use, I think, 16 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, we can announce an 8 minute and then another 8. Is that all right, Bishik? Do you want me to do that or can you do that after 8 minutes? Yeah.
46.
Okay, so it's 39 here. So if you do
54.
Yeah, you do the maths. Yeah, in 8 minutes, you tell them, you know, sometimes we like to say in 7 minutes, send a note, like you have one more minute to complete your round.
Yeah.
And so then, and then they can switch and then they have a second round. Yeah.
So just
to pause recording this, maybe? Yeah. Size for you. How did it go? So we are welcome everybody. Looks like everybody's coming back. Nadia, you're the Nadia I know, right? You are Nadia. I think I you're, yes.
Yeah, I'm Nadia. I don't know where.
No, okay, you look so much like a Nadia, I know, but I think it's the first time that we meet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, welcome back. And I want to take a couple of comments of how did that go? Was it insightful? Was it helpful? Were you able to do it? Did you have any challenges? Whatever you want to share, if you want to unmute yourself, just... So we're doing a little harvest for those that are coming. Yeah, Marcia.
Hi. What we find out that we have very similar stories. two bridge babies, me and Nadia.
Very interesting. Yeah. Very interesting. Yeah. How that they, you know, you were pulled together.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. And Sarah, I think you're trying to say something. Sarah, did you?
I'm happy listening. It's okay.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
of course. And Marcia, do you want to say something more? I wasn't sure.
No, I think was great. And when she started her story, she was the first one. I was saying, oh my God. How the universe put us together, having the same, the same, exactly the same story, and also how our questions are very similar, and the feeling of being different. That always is with me, and also, you know, talking from Nadia. Always
yeah.
Had that feeling, I'm a different.
Yeah, you know, in our training, when we talk about bridge babies, we talk about how, and maybe this resonates with you or not, that there is a connection that the bridge babies are still oriented towards a spirit in a way. They're not oriented towards the earth, but up, you know. And there is something about, I have seen with other bridge babies, about the strong connection to the other side. I don't know if this resonates to you.
Yes, very.
Yeah. And some clarity of, no, that's the way I'm coming this way. I'm not coming, you know, like, I think there is also, you know, bridge babies that they sometimes try to turn, but no, they actually want to come with feet first. And were you able to be born vaginally, or did you?
Yeah, vaginally. I born in the sixth. I'm from Brazil, and I was vaginally. I don't know if my mom gets some anesthesia. I think yes. Mm-hmm. But it was vagina. I was 8 months and a half.
Okay.
Interesting. But I don't feel that my birth was wrong. That's a good feeling, that, you know, was what means to be a bridge. It's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, you know? And if you can really consolidate that, that is absolutely okay, it's your way to come into the world, and it was fit first, and it's perfect, and you have probably this very strong connection to the other side, which is also obviously a resource. So yeah, thank you for sharing. Yeah, thank you. Is there any other person that wants to jump in and say anything about how it was for you? Were you able to turn a question into a statement? Was that easy?
I can speak.
Please, yeah.
I wanted to also share that Sa and I were together, and we had the same. It's interesting what Marcia just said. We also were very similar. We come from the same country, we never met before. So we also saw our cultural upbringing there. And we both had this push and pull equivalence in our birth, and how that really plays out in our life until today.
The push and pull, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this push and pull. One foot on the brake and one foot on full gas.
And that was you, or that was your mom? That was the process. Did you identify that?
No, that was my partner today, has the same experience.
Yeah. And I get that, yeah, with Sha. Mm-hmm. And I am asking, just to go a little deeper, if that push and pull is something that was coming, it was something outside, meaning from your mom, or from interventions done to your mom, that would have invited this push and pull.
In my case, it was, I was being wanted by my father and not wanted by my mother.
Okay. Yeah. I hear that. Yeah.
So that was interesting. Yeah. And it was, but I really appreciated the statement. You know, it was wonderful. I never did this process, so I really appreciated the process, Tara.
Thank you, Renata. Renata or Renate?
Renate,
of course, yeah. And I just want to just say one very brief thing, is that just to say that your mom didn't know you, and that she probably didn't want a pregnancy, it would have been anybody else, and she would have had the same response. So it had nothing to do with you. Yeah. It had to do with her capacity to receive a pregnancy in that time.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Thank you.
Yeah, you're so welcome. Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, so because it's the time, what I'm going to do is make a suggestion for an invitation for during the week. If you want, and if you can, it's a little assignment, is that you will see if you have any live relatives, or mostly mom if possible, or dad, or somebody really close that might know something more about your birth. If you feel that you have some gaps that you want to know, maybe they don't know exactly how the birth was, but maybe they know what was going on for your parents or anything, you know, your siblings, any information, or about your birth itself. So if you have an opportunity, if you can make a call, connect with one of your relatives and try to gather some more information about your birth and what was going on in your parents' life at that time. So that might be helpful to continue building your awareness of that time of your life. And I suggest if you do that, that you use the two exercises or practices that we have done today. One is the centering exercise. So, you know, you might talk to them, better be centered before you talk. This can be an activating conversation to use the centering exercise. Then maybe call them. And as they give you information, I suggest that you do again another round of centering. And then on your own, you can do the turning a question into a statement. And if you want to continue practices, because sometimes, at least for me, exercises ground better if I practice at least a couple of times. So if you have the time to do that, that will be great. If you don't, that's okay. You know, it's, use your time however works for you. And you could even do this exercise without contacting a relative. You know, you could just decide, okay, let me sit with another aspect of what I wrote and see how it works when you do it on your own, as different from when you do it with a partner. And as I say, there is something about birth that is so relational that is actually often very cool to have somebody else there to listen, to receive you. But see how it is that you receive yourself. That's also interesting. And so that's kind of the invitation. Next week, we will do something else. But if you have any questions or comments, you're welcome to bring them, and I hope you can, you know, process this well. And maybe my last comment will be, if there was something that gets activated and you feel that it's, you know, what happens sometimes is if there is a part, your little one wants to continue communicating with you and giving more information about that time, it will do that through sensations. That you might feel something, you might feel sad or disconnected or excited. I mean, you can feel different things, but if there is some feelings that they're challenging, I suggest that, like, in a way, not to worry, just consider that this is all information that your little one wants to let you know about that time. It's like you're opening the door. You might have opened this door before, right? But you're opening this door now. And your little one might say, oh, wow, let me jump in. I want you to know that I felt this or that. So you can, I suggest that you hold your little one, you embrace your little one and say, little one, I hear you. Let's say, for example, you felt isolated. And right now I'm here to be with you. I'm here to hold you. And in that way, you are mothering your little one. Okay, so you build to be a secure base for your little one. And that takes time, but definitely can be done. And I encourage you very much to do that. So anything that comes, kind of don't worry about it. Like, oh my God, now I'm feeling so sad or so whatever. It's just information. Is your little one wanting you to get it? That's how she felt back then. And you can go with your adult and hold her. If you feel you cannot do it alone, then I suggest take a therapy session. You know, if you have your own therapist, I would say do that. If this is opening something, just, you know, have resources there. And if it's, I will attend in a minute to the chat. I'm seeing somebody in a second. And, you know, if you don't have a resource, you can email me and I can, you know, put you in touch with somebody with some resources. Okay. So I'm going to read the chat. Hello, hola Laura. Yeah, I can write my email address. Thank you for asking, Laura. It's tarablasco@gmail.com. So I'm just writing it there. So if anybody needs to write to me, I'll be answering you. And yes, Sa, you have to leave. Thank you, Sa, to have you here. Wonderful. Sweet to see you. Bye. And, you know, so that you guys know, I don't do a lot of processing via email because I don't find this the best way, but you are definitely welcome to ask me if you have any more practical questions or you need some you know, explain something of the exercises, or if you want a resource, I'd be happy to do that. But if you feel like there is a lot of activation, then it's better to have something, you know, face to face, and I can, you know, help you find a resource, and you are welcome to email me with that. Okay, does this sound? I know it's 7 minutes past the hour. It's been sweet, brief, but sweet to be with all of you. And I hope you have a good integration, and we look forward to seeing you next week. Thank you so much.